Governor David Ige named the 9 bills on his veto list. One measure offers severance pay and pension bonuses to current Maui hospital employees that could cost the state up to $40 million.
This is the measure that provided additional enhancements to those impacted by the transfer of the Maui Region Hospital Corporation to a private entity. We do have concerns that this measure is too generous.
Instead, the governor says his administration will continue negotiations with Kaiser Permanente and attempt to resolve a federal lawsuit prohibiting the transfer. The governor also plans to veto a bill that would allow internet companies like Airbnb to collect general excise and hotel room taxes for the state.
This bill does not impact a business like Airbnb from being in business today. There are those in the community that felt that those provisions would provide a shield and enable or hide people who would make their premises available for short-term rentals.
Other bills on the veto list relate to what the administration calls inappropriate public employee benefit transfers and measures deemed unnecessary or vague. One bill not on the veto list provides a land transfer in Kaka'ako from a private owner to the state for roads and easements, despite opposition from the Department of Land and Natural Resources.
We've also heard the concerns of the advocate, and although it is difficult to sort through what is appropriate, we are inclined to allow 2604 to become law without my signature in an effort that it might improve the situation in Kaka'ako and elsewhere.
Another bill not included on the veto list has to do with water rights in central Maui by Alexander and Baldwin. The governor signed the bill into law earlier in the day because he says the current process doesn't work.
This measure does not award any specific water or does not make decisions about requests to divert. It provides additional time, up to 3 years, so that we can develop specific actions to award access to water.
After the news conference, Sierra Club of Hawaii Conservation Program Coordinator Joshua Noga said lawmakers and the governor sided with Alexander and Baldwin, and the people have no recourse.
I was actually went through the court system, and right now the people had done everything that they needed to do, followed every law, and they put their faith in Governor Ige to follow the law and his decision and siding with the corporations over the will of the people. It's really disheartening and disappointing.
The governor has until July 12th to veto, sign, or let the 9 bills become law without his signature. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.